Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 9th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis chapters 25 to 27. Make the right choice today. No use of repenting later. We read in Genesis chapter 27 verses 36 to 38 like this. And Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing." And he said, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Indeed, I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servants. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do for you, my son?" And Esau said to his father, "Have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Esau was born as a firstborn son of Isaac and Rebekah, and thereby was the natural heir of the blessings that God had bestowed to his grandfather Abraham and father Isaac. He would have naturally inherited double portion of his father's wealth and property, being the firstborn son. He would also have carried on the bloodline to the Messiah. Even Jehovah would have been addressed as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau if Esau had made the right choices in his life. Esau's birthright consisted of his father's material estate that he would have received as a firstborn son. However, for some strange reason, Esau despised his birthright and did not hesitate to sell off his invaluable birthright for a bowl of lentil stew. Any sane person would have weighed the cost and would never have committed such a foolish act. However, Esau succumbed to his hunger pangs and, without thinking, sold off his inheritance for a mere pittance. Eventually, Jacob cheated Esau out of his father's blessing as well. This blessing was spiritual in nature and consisted of the divine promises through the Abrahamic covenant. Like the birthright, this blessing normally went to the elder son. Jacob's blessing included both physical property and authority over the peoples outside the family and over brethren within the clan. We read that Esau cried afterwards, but could never get back both the birthright and the blessing that he had lost forever. Eventually, Esau disappeared into the pages of history as one person who made the worst decision in his life. Let us understand that we are free to choose as well. Next to life itself, the power to choose is the greatest gift that God has bestowed upon our lives. Our life is a sum and the result of the choices we make every day. The Bible repeatedly wants us to choose life so that we can live. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God has gifted us eternal life if we believe and trust in His Son, Jesus Christ. Let us make the right choice today, for there will be no use repenting later. We read in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verses 14 to 17 that the writer of Hebrews has said, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears."